Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence among us today, all of you who are here in person. And do we have folks joining us online, or the computer is still being temperamental? Okay. It has been a technology challenging few days here at the church. In fact, some of you might have different bulletins than normal because the copy machine wouldn't copy or print without staples. So thank you for your grace if you have one of those bulletins. We have a few announcements this morning. One, just a reminder that all of the print in bold is the congregation's response. So when you come to anything in bold, you are the ones who will repeat that or say that. We have a baby prayer shawl here. Carol Varner has welcomed her 10th great-grandchild, a little girl named Reed Macy Laster. She was born on August 22nd, so about a week ago. 10 great-grandchildren, that's wonderful. Let us pray. God, we thank you for the gift of new life. We thank you for this 10th great-grandchild of Carol's and ask that you would be with her as she makes her way through newbornhood and toddlerhood, childhood, adolescence, and adulthood, that you are with her all the days of her life. We ask that you would bless her parents who are sleep-deprived but very happy, that you would give them comfort and rest, and that every time little Reed is wrapped in this blanket, that she would feel loved and cared for by all of us here at Holly Grove. In Jesus' name, amen. So as you can tell, there's something a little different going on today. Today is Camp Sunday. So in June, I had the gift of taking our confirmands to Camp Formation at Camp Agape. We had a wonderful week, and to celebrate the wonderful week we had, we wanted to create a camp worship service where we would bring some of those elements back to you so that you could get a glimpse of what we got to experience for a whole week at camp. So our confirmands, Maddie, Gracie, Rosela, and Isabel are helping to lead worship today. They'll be taking care of different elements of the worship service. But part of what we want to say today is that we are incredibly grateful to all of you who helped provide the way for us to go to camp. And we especially want to thank the Lauren Cecil Endowment Fund, the Lutheran Men in Mission, and the Agape Circle for providing the financial resources to send all of these girls to camp. It was a remarkable week. We were so sad to leave, and we are looking forward to going again next year because Camp Formation is a two-year program, so all of these girls will get to go again next summer. But we hope that you enjoy the worship service today and find the different elements of the service meaningful. One final announcement. 2 weeks from today is Rally Sunday. The fall is upon us, and we are getting ready to have some different offerings this fall. We're going to celebrate that all on Rally Sunday, so we'll have our typical 10:30 worship service, but afterwards, we are going to have a good old-fashioned potluck lunch. The Fellowship Committee is going to help organize this. But to my knowledge, we haven't had a good old-fashioned potluck at Holly Grove since before COVID. And potlucks are some of my favorite meals because you get all of these wonderful things that different people make, and there's often not enough room on your plate to get all the things you want. So I am really excited about a Holly Grove potluck 2 weeks from today on Rally Day after worship. We have one birthday this week. One of our confirmands, Gracie, turns 13. Happy birthday, Gracie. And there are no anniversaries. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now I'd like to invite our confirmands forward to welcome us to worship. In the name of God, the Creator, whose goodness brings life. In the name of Jesus, the Redeemer, who loves, welcomes, and forgives. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who sustains us on our boundless journey, we welcome you to worship. God is boundless beyond measure.
God is boundless beyond measure. God is boundless goodness.
God is boundless goodness.
God is boundless love.
God is boundless love.
God is boundless welcome.
God is boundless love.
God is boundless forgiveness.
God is boundless forgiveness.
God is with us on our boundless journey.
God is with us on our boundless journey.
It's going to look a little bit different this morning. This is how we, one evening at worship, did confession and assurance at worship. I have a rock here, and I'm going to invite you to come forward and take a marker and make a mark on the rock, symbolizing the confession of sins that you are making. So you'll get a marker from Sawyer, mark it on the rock, put the marker in a cup, and go back around to your seat. So let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. A mark on the rock. Good job. Good job, buddy.
Good job.
Do you want to do it? You want to make a mark? Good job, Kate. Thank you. in our baptism, we receive the forgiveness of sins. Sometimes we think that the actions that we do or don't do, the words that we say or don't say, are unforgivable. But the love of God is strong enough to forgive all of our sins. Receive these words of assurance. The radical, boundless forgiveness given to us by God through Jesus Christ cleanses us from our sins. Even though Peter denied and abandoned Jesus, he was forgiven, and his gifts were used to share God's boundless love with the world. Just like the marks on the rock were washed away, your sins are forgiven, so that you can do the same. Amen.
You are without bounds. You cannot be measured. You are goodness beyond measure, love beyond measure, welcome beyond measure, and forgiveness beyond measure. May your people reflect your boundless goodness, love, welcome, forgiveness in the world. In your name, we pray and play. Amen.
I'd like to invite all of the students, teachers, educators forward to have a blessing of the backpacks. And even if you don't have a backpack. Yes, even if you don't have a backpack, please come forward. If you are a student, a teacher, an assistant teacher, okay. I'd like you all. Can you kind of sort of sit on the stairs here? Or somewhere around here is okay. Oh, I like your backpack, Cameron. So I think a couple of you have already started school. Cameron started school last week, I think. But are most of you getting ready to start school in the morning? Yes. And all of you teachers, you went back last week. No more summer vacation for you. Well, I want to remind you that when we are baptized, part of being baptized means that our whole life long, we are becoming more and more like Jesus. And Jesus loved to learn. In fact, in Scripture, it tells us when he was about at the age of 10, he was in the temple, which is where he would have gone to learn. And he was in the temple, and he was sitting with the teachers, and he was listening to them, and he was asking them questions. And so Jesus himself was a student who was always learning and always growing. And I know there can be a lot of mixed feelings about the beginning of the school year. Sometimes there's sadness that summer vacation is over. Sometimes there's nervousness and anxiousness because it's a new school. It's new teachers, it's new friends, it's a lot of things that are unknown still. And then there are some feelings of excitement because even though there are a lot of unknowns, it's a fresh new school year and there are so many things to learn ahead of you and so many fun experiences that you're gonna have and so many new friends to make. So I know that there are a lot of mixed emotions. But I have a backpack tag that I want to give you to put on your backpacks or diaper bags or whatever it is that we have. And these say, be loved, be kind, be you. And so we're going to pray for you today as you start your new school year. And when you see this or feel it bump against you on your backpack, I want you to remember that you are loved. You are loved by God and you are loved by your Holly Grove family. I want you to remember to be kind, right? Kindness is so important, and Jesus was so kind to so many people. And to be you. Sometimes we feel pressure to be like other people, but God created us all specifically to be ourselves. And so God wants you just to be you, to let your heart and your mind and your personality shine and be you. So I'm going to pass these out. Kate, do you want one of these for your diaper bag? Jane, do you want one? And if you need help hooking these onto your backpack, maybe your parents can help you when you go sit back down. Oops, there's two there. Rosalie, I'm going to give you one for Conrad. And do you want one for Gavin Gracie? Okay. Do you want one? Do you guys want one? I'll let you pass those around. Okay, so if you will let us, we would all like to pray for you as you are getting ready for your new school year. God, bless these backpacks and the children and youth who are going to carry them as they begin yet another year of school. Give them peace when they feel nervous, focus when they feel distracted, and energy when they feel tired. Open their minds to the lessons that they will learn both inside and outside of the classroom. Help them to make friends that will build one another up, and help them to be friends to those who need them. Guide them in making good choices as they grow, and keep them safe, O God. Remind them that you are always with them everywhere they go, in the classroom, on the school bus, on the playground, and at home. May they feel your care everywhere they go. Amen. And students, will you help me pray for all of our teachers here? Lord, bless those in the ministry of teaching future generations as they embark on a new school year. Grant them energy, passion, discipline and endurance for their daily tasks. Keep them safe, O God. Infuse their classrooms with an atmosphere of care and mutual respect, that all their interactions will be bathed in patience and understanding. Help their lessons to grow students in both knowledge and character, and help all of us to support the work of these teachers as they build up our community and the future. Amen. And if you'll look behind you, look at all of these amazing school supplies that all of you contributed and donated for the students at Davis Townsend. There are a lot in our community who need help, even having some of the most basic things to learn. And so I can't wait for all the students to get these supplies. And I thought that we could pray for these supplies and the students who are going to receive them as well. Jesus, you tell us that when we do something for the least of these, we do it for you. Receive our gifts and bless these backpacks and school supplies and all the children that will use them. Let these physical gifts be symbols of the love and support that we give to the children of our community throughout the year. Amen. And one final reminder, there are some students at Holly Grove that aren't with us today because they've already been at school for a couple of weeks. And I just want to name aloud our college students: Caroline Black, Andrew Curry, William Curry, Sarah Grace Davis, Taylor Fritz, Ty Heitman, and Logan Turner. We have a lot of students who are learning how to love God with their minds, right? God calls us to love Him with our hearts and our minds and our souls and our strengths. So as you go forth into your new school year, teachers and students, remember that you are loved deeply by God and you are loved by all of us here. Amen. Teachers, you can return back to your seats, but I'd love for the kiddos to stay up here because we're going to have a little children's message for them. Thank you. Maddie is going to read our scripture for today.
Reading from Ephesians 3. I kneel in prayer to the Father, all beginnings in heaven and on earth receive their life from God. God is wonderful and glorious. I pray that God's Spirit will make you become strong followers in Christ, and that Christ will live in your hearts because of your faith. Stand firm and be deeply rooted in God's love. I pray that you and all of God's people will understand what is called wide or long or high or deep. I want you to know all about Christ's love, although it's too wonderful to be measured. Then your lives will be filled with all that God is. I pray that Christ Jesus and the church will forever bring praise to God. God's power at work in us can do far more than we dare ask or imagine. Amen.
When the confirmation students and I went to camp this summer, the theme verse was the verse that Maddie just read a minute ago. And what we focused on is that God's love is beyond measure. And we like to measure a lot of things, don't we? What are some of the things that we like to measure? Can you think of things that you like to measure? What do you like to measure, Sawyer? You like to measure wood? So when you're working on a project, you get your tape measure out and measure?
My chicken sandwich.
Your chicken sandwich. He needs to make sure they're not skimping out when he gets his chicken sandwich. So he has to measure the amount of ingredients. Yes, yes. How about when you're growing and you feel like you're getting taller, you want to get a measuring stick out and measure yourself to see if you're getting bigger. So we like to measure a lot of things. But what the scripture this morning says is, actually, God's love cannot be measured. And so the person who wrote that letter to the people at the church in Ephesians, they were trying to describe for them that God's love is without measure, but still, even though you can't measure it, that they wanted them to know that God loved them and to have an understanding of it. And so I was thinking, I've got a glass here. And if I put some water in here, how much water do you think this is?
A little bit.
It's a little bit? Yeah, we measure liquids in cups or in ounces. I don't know. What do you think that is? 6 ounces?
Five
ounces. All right. Well, what if I take this glass and fill up this glass? How much water do you think is in here?
7.
You think 7 ounces? Maybe 10, maybe 12,
1300.
What do you think, Calvin? That could be. So there are times in our life where we could fill up this cup with water, and if we had a measuring device, we could measure that water. But what if we were, for example, to go to High Rock Lake? How much water do you think is in High Rock Lake? What do you think, Rosa? 100 gallons? Maybe more? 1,500 gallons? Any other guesses? Don't know. Actually, that's probably a really good answer, because there is so much water in High Rock Lake that I'm not sure we could measure it. What if we were to go to the ocean when you're at the beach? How much water do you think there's in the ocean? 1,000 variants. What? 1,000? Variants? Bill, 100,000 billions. That's a really high number. Any other guesses about the ocean? How much water do you think is in the ocean? Yes, Sawyer. 100. Calvin? We will never know. So that's actually probably like the truth right there, is that there is so much water in the ocean. We will never know how much water is in the ocean. And that is a way to help us understand God's love. God's love has no limits, it has no bounds, it has no way that we can measure it. God's love is beyond measure. What do you think it means that God's love is beyond measure? You don't know? Well, what it means is that God's love never runs out for us. That there is nothing that we can do or not do or not say that will make God love not that will make God not love us, because God doesn't run out of love. There's no way that God could run out of love, because God has so much love. It's sort of like one of the other examples Scripture uses is that God loves us more than the number of grains of sand on the beach. You could never ever count the grains of sand on the beach, right? Or more than the hairs on our head. It would be really difficult to count the number of hairs on our head. And all of those are ways of saying that God's love cannot be measured. God's love is so enormous, so big, so huge that it can't be measured. And I think that's really good news, because if God only had a little bit of love, how would we understand that God's love could love all of us? But God has unlimited love, love beyond measure. And I think that's really good news. And so that's what I want you guys to remember, is that God has so much love that it can't be measured. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for your love. Thank you that your love cannot be measured, and that you will never run out of love. Be with us today and help us to love others without measure. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now before you go back to your seats, I need help with one more thing. The song that we are getting ready to sing requires some standing up and some sitting down. So I'm going to divide you guys into half. This half of the church, you stand up when you sing hallelujah, hallelujah, and you sit down when you say praise ye the Lord. This side of the church, you sit down when you sing hallelujah, you stand up when you say praise ye the Lord. I think if you haven't done this before, you'll remember it quickly and you'll catch on quickly. So we're going to sing through it a couple of times. Okay, ready?
No, wait, I think it's you.
Gracie, you're first.
Let us pray. God, listen to us as we share with you whatever joy or sorrows, discoveries or questions that stir within us. Hear the prayers of our minds, God of goodness.
God, you love this world beyond measure. There is nothing that we can do to make you love us more or less. Your love is a gift given freely. Help us to know how amazing the gift of your love is, and to live your love, making the love known for the world. God of love, make your love known.
God of all people, sometimes we feel like we don't fit in. We aren't sure where we belong. Remind us that we belong with you, and you, God. We are welcome as we are, and as we are becoming. Be with everyone who feels lonely. Be with everyone who feels forgotten. Be with everyone who feels lost. God of welcome, make your welcome known.
And today we ask you to be close to those who wonder, who look for your amazing grace, who long to be with the one or ones they love, who hope to recognize the right time when they can say, I'm sorry, or I messed up, or even I need you, God, now. God of forgiveness, make your forgiveness known.
Into your hands we commit ourselves, our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our futures, our families, and all creation, because all things come from you and are best kept in your care. In your name we pray and play. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you. Our confirmands are getting ready to sing a song that they learned at camp. You'll catch on that there is an echo. You're welcome to sing along with the echo as you learn it, and they want you to help clap along during the refrain.
love. You call us beloved children and welcome us to your table. Receive our lives and the gifts we offer. Abide with us and send us in service to suffering world. In your name we pray and play. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the banquet. All is now ready.
Thank you.
Stand. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need, and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Go in peace to share God's goodness.
Go in peace to share God's love.
Go in peace to share God's welcome.
Go in peace to share God's forgiveness.
Thanks be to God.